Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Rachel. May I please have your zip code to pull up your account, please?
85382.
All right, and I thank you for that information. Just one moment, please. And may I also have your name?
Norman Richter, R-I-C-H-T-E-R.
Excuse me. Thank you for that, Mr. Richter. One moment, please. And for security purposes, sir, if you'd also verify your address, please.
8936 West Carey with a K, K-E-R-R-Y Lane, Peoria, Arizona, 85382.
All right. Thank you so much for that information, sir. Just one moment while I get your information pulled up. All right, sir. So I have gotten an account pulled up that shows your name and it shows your address there as shipping and billing. And you're calling in about the Vibe watch, which is a fitness watch that helps with, it's a smart watch, helps with heart monitoring and sleep tracking. And how is it that I can assist?
Well, I called about a week ago and I did not have the watch fully charged.
Okay.
And I spoke with somebody and they thought that they could transfer, because I haven't been able to do a thing with the watch. I can't even get it to register time. And part of my problem is, you know, this little brochure that came with the watch, the smart bracelet, it shows a picture of different watches on the front of it. You can't even read it. And I have a magnifying glass, and the magnifying glass won't help me read it either. So, you know, I'm totally, I'm not completely ill-equipped to do anything on my smartphone or my computer. I do more on my computer. I've put the app on my cell phone, and I can't start the watch. I'm looking at it now and it's charged, and what it's telling me, it's registering two numbers, and I have no idea what those two numbers are.
Okay.
So the person that I talked to thought that I could be transferred to somebody that would help me get the watch started anyway, because I'm not going to return it. You know, I haven't invested a lot of money in this thing, but it's either get it to work or throw it out, whatever happens first.
Okay, now with that watch, let's see. We don't have the actual manual that you have, but it says to ensure that the watch is charged, attach the cable to any USB A outlet and clip to watch. Make sure the two prongs are seated against the two.
I've been able to get it charged, yes.
Okay, all right.
I got it charged right now.
Okay.
I can't do anything with it, and I can't read the instructions that came with the watch.
Okay.
It says I should get the app on my cell phone, my smartphone, which I've been able to do, but that doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah, that's the second step. Download and install the WearFit 2.0 app. And then it says turn on your fitness band, turn on your Bluetooth, and it says to search for the KY11 while binding.
Well, I have not been able to do any of that, so.
I'm trying to find out if we have any other. But as far as being able to, in detail, to provide you with specific terms, I do not have access to the manual that you have. Is there anyone else, sir, that's at your address that can probably assist you with looking at the information that's been sent?
Well, my wife and I are 82 years old and we can read, but I defy anybody, even with a magnifying glass, to try and read what was sent as far as instructions. I've scanned it on my computer, and I've enlarged it to the degree that I can, and I still can't figure out what to do with it. But, you know, where I'm confused is last time I spoke to somebody about a week ago, they were going to transfer me to somebody that was going to help me get this watch to work. Mm-hmm. Is that option not available?
Well, what we have is supervisors or managers. We actually have the same system, but can't guarantee you that they'll be able to. I'm sure there's probably people that know more about this than I do, but having the actual manual, we do not. I'd be happy to try to get you over to a supervisor.
Well, that's what this other gal that I talked to was going to do. And then, of course, I didn't have my watch charged when I was talking to her. So,
okay,
you know, that was not going to go anywhere.
Okay. Well, no worries, sir. I can also give you the company's website. But on the website, I've not found the actual manual. Probably that's been sent to you, but you're welcome to have the website.
What is the website?
Simply shopvibewatch.com.
Just a second. Shop, and what's after that?
Vibe, V-I-B-E.
V-I-B-E.
Mm-hmm. And after vibe is watch.com. No spaces and all lowercase letters.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you can transfer me, this other person that I talked to was sure that there was somebody there that could help me get started.
Okay, let me just put in a little bit of information here for the call. Excuse me. Just a moment, sir. I do apologize for the wait, sir, but I'm still here. It'll
no,
just
that's,
be
that's,
a moment or
that's
so.
That's fine.
Okay, once again, I apologize for the wait. Okay, so other than that, sir, it's kind of not of a, but other than that, do you like the watch, even though you hadn't figured it all out
well,
yet?
Well, it's a nice looking watch, yeah, but, you know, to put on my wrist and have it not work, it doesn't make
okay.
much sense.
Right, not knowing how to get it working yet.
I'd at least like to get the time. I'm not really chomping at the bit to find out my blood pressure and all that kind of stuff, but at least I like to have it tell me the time.
Yes, sir. It does have multiple uses, but with those buttons and everything.
Well, there are no buttons. That's the other thing that is confusing as heck.
Okay.
You know, I've looked at Fitbit and some of these other watches, but, you know, they do have something somewhere. This thing has nothing that you can, other than the face of the watch, which you touch and, you know, I get a couple of pictures on this thing, but nothing to...
Okay, nothing to press, okay. Nothing but the screen.
And if my grandkids were here, they could more likely make it work. But they're in Chicago.
Okay.
And I'm in Arizona.
Okay. All right, sir, I'm about to get there. Just have to put a little bit more information in. And when I get you transferred, you will be sent to a department. So
Okay.
if everyone's on the phone, you may have to wait a minute or so. But if you don't hear any music, just please hold the line and someone will be with you as soon as they are finished with that call. So I'm about finished here. All right.
Right. Okay.
Let me get you to the correct department here. And is there anything else, sir, that I can answer for you?
Not at this time.
All right. I thank you for calling customer care, and please hold for the transfer and have a good day.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.